All right, we are live. Hey everybody, it's the Android Headline Show. Today is Thursday, May 21st. I put 21st on the notes, so that's great. Good way to start off. Tonight is episode 108. We took a much needed break last week, but of course, you know, now we're back better than ever. We got our friend Kevin here, who's the tech ninja, I believe you call yourself, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, and of course, Alex, you know, boring old Alex, but whatever. No, just kidding, Alex. Hello. all right, so tonight we got a whole bunch of topics to talk about related to Google I.O. Google is going to be doing their big conference next week. We'll probably be hearing about Android Wear stuff, Android M, another new type of Android that relates to the Internet of Things, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So let's go ahead and jump into some of these topics. First thing we're going to talk about is the Internet of Things platform. This thing looks to be codenamed Brillo, which I don't know if that's in reference to the kitchen sponge or what, but
first thing I thought.
I guess being the Internet of Things, it sort of makes sense since this includes like stoves and refrigerators and other weird crap that you're gonna have around your house. So it's designed for devices with as low as 32 to 64 megs of RAM, which is absurdly low considering what Android has run on in the past. So I guess lower power type of stuff. So I don't know. You guys have any opinions on that kind of thing? I don't know if you've ever used any Internet of Things items, objects, yeah, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm excited that Google is finally really getting into it. I know when they purchased Nest and Dropcam, we were all like, okay, what is this going to turn into? So I just think that's Google starting to really get into things. And as far as it, you know, only using 32 gigabytes of RAM, I think it's going to be mainly like a sensor, like a carbon dioxide sensor or you know, anything like that. I think it's going to plug into something, as you said, in the kitchen. And I kind of thought about like a Brillo pad as well, like soaking up information or something like that. So I don't know. I think it's going to be one of those just useful home items and, you know, kind of a nice enhancement on top of things.
Yeah, and
I was going to say, what we heard from the information I was saying is that it's, at first it's going to be built for, you know, like smaller appliances that don't need a whole lot of RAM, obviously, because it's 32 to 64 megabytes of RAM. So I guess maybe like coffee makers or you know, like blenders and stuff like that. And Nest is supposed to be in there somehow. I forgot that they bought Dropcam. What was that, last year?
Okay, well, the other thing I thought was interesting about this is it looks like this is just a platform. This is not actually a product. Yep. At least that's what the rumors say. I guess we'll see when I.O. actually hits. But so basically they're starting this the way they started Android instead of... I guess they could always show off different partnerships, but yeah, you know, like with Chromecast, we had a product that ran, you know, Chrome OS, and it's the same thing with a lot of the other stuff. They have launched a lot of their things with products. And this is supposedly not necessarily launching at I.O. with the product, is what I've seen.
Yeah, Nick, I think you hit it right on the head. You know, I think they're going to announce partners. Like, partners are going to have, like, you know, GE or, you know, Panasonic or whomever makes these appliances as a partner with it. As you said, like, they're building the foundation that everyone else is going to build on top of it. So I just think it's going to be kind of a cool tech demo and sort of a more-to-come type of thing.
Yeah, and it makes sense because Google is a services company at heart, so them making the background to get to the, you know, all the services. And, you know, I guess being Internet of Things, you can't have a flagship, you know, product. So
yeah.
I guess on that too, it also wouldn't make sense to have a single thing to stand it behind.
All your appliances.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do. What?
You know, I'll be connected to Google Plus.
I hope so. Kevin is making a sandwich. Kevin, turn the oven on. It's on 350.
I just wanted to do in the original Android Wear unveiling where they had the you know, hey, okay, Google, open the garage door or whatever, and that was pretty sweet. I don't know, I like that. So maybe they'll finally do that for us.
I hope so.
Speaking of Google Plus, we have a nice fresh batch of rumors that Google Plus is going to go into the grave and maybe come back as a zombie, hopefully a lovable zombie. I'm not really sure how this one's going to turn into, but the Photos platform has been sort of branched off. It moved into Drive, well, like a month or two ago, and they purchased a company called Odyssey a little while ago. It's another photo sharing and like photo backup kind of company. Basically, it seems like Google is trying to take photos out of Google+. So for a while, they really pushed photos in Google+ very heavily. You have the backup, you have your account, you have all that other stuff, the Auto Awesome. They'll probably keep all that stuff, and they'll just make it a separate service. My hope for this primarily is that they get rid of the crappy Photos app and please replace it with something competent, because that thing is horrible.
Yeah.
Other than the backup, which I love, you know, that's fine.
I just hope that we only have one Photos app on all upcoming phones. Instead of two or
three. You know, when Google Plus announced like they're gonna go like it's four photos, and you know they really like had the photographer come out and talk about how great it is for photos. Like they compress the heck out of photos, and I think Google Plus is a terrible place for photos right now. So hopefully, when they branch it out and bring it back, it really can house high resolution photos without compressing it terribly. Because you know, I had to look for alternate solutions to post photos if I want people to see it at the highest resolution. And
yep.
You know, for no rhyme or reason, sometimes this photo will come out good and this one will be compressed, or the next photo has a big circle as a picture of it because it didn't load correctly. So hopefully it comes back better.
My favorites are the ones that are this big. You ever run into that? Where you go to post a full-size photo and you go on the page and it's like, why is this a thumbnail? It's been 3 hours since I uploaded this. It's still a thumbnail.
Yeah, when I go to post camera samples and they show up at like,
oh man,
resolution, it's like, no.
It's the best.
Yeah, I don't even do it anymore.
Yeah, I've been using Flickr for a while because of that. It's like I get a terabyte and it's no BS. And I don't have crazy ads or anything, so I'm really hoping that it's a good Flickr competitor, because that's...
If you give us a terabyte storage, I'll be all six. I think I'm using like 5 gigs right now, which is more than what I use on.
Yeah, it's... I really love Flickr. I totally stand behind that one. So it's... If there's something that, you know, goes on Google services that ties in that is as good of or is better than Flickr, I can't speak, then I'm all for it.
I just went to Flickr like 3 days ago because I was getting sick of my images being compressed really bad, really badly. And everyone suggested Flickr. Everyone's like, Flickr. You know, I guess I'm spoiled using Google services. I had to log into it. I had to remember my Yahoo account. I had to make one. And I couldn't just click log in with Google ID. So it kind of made me upset. So I'm praying that Google finds a way to bring in a true photo app so I don't have to log in.
You're so lazy.
Google. I know.
You should be able to log in through Google, and they started taking that away, because that's how I always logged in, and then they took it away. I don't have a password. Yeah. So I had to go through, forget password, and figure out which email address was.
And even that, they technically replaced it just logging with Google a while ago.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There's been so many things that have made us think over the years that Google Plus is going to die, and I don't know. I don't know if it ever will.
Google Plus is dying at Google I.O. So, especially after, what's his name left? I can't think of his name right now. But the guy, Vic Gundotra. After that, everybody's like, oh, Google Plus is dead.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
You know, Google Plus is... stuff recently. Google Plus is like Suge Knight, man. Everyone wants to kill it, but it won't die ever.
Kind of like Facebook.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Google also looks to be adding a designed for families section on the Play Store. I know I'm also hoping this translates into just better content sorting, because I know for a long time it's been irritating. It hasn't been quite so bad in the live wallpaper section. And in the last year or so, but I know, especially when I first got an Android phone, good Lord, it was like, I'm not even going to go into what was in there. It was not family appropriate, though. Mm-hmm. And it was always in the top 100, like 50 of them.
Like wallpaper apps, so.
I just need a way to turn that off, Google, please. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You know, it's amazing how kids can control these phones now. I mean, I know you can speak on this, Nick, because you're a father, but my niece is too, and she can literally grab my phone, unlock it, and then swipe through the apps, go to YouTube, and then she hands it to me and says, Elmo, Elmo. So I got to type in Elmo. But beyond that, she controls it completely. She scrolls through the videos and do everything. I remember one time she's watching Elmo videos, and you know how it is. You go to one video, go to the next, go to the next. It ended up being like people in Elmo outfits, like, twerking on the ground. It got kind of weird. So hopefully we do have some kid-friendly apps, hopefully, where it doesn't allow Elmo to twerk. So
that's where you need the YouTube Kids app.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the YouTube Kids app is actually having issues with some videos sneaking in there, too. So
yeah.
Not surprised at that, either.
Yeah, it's too hard to control, man. It's way too hard to control.
Yeah, it's... just being able to tag stuff, I think, and sorting by things that are tagged and not tagged would certainly help. I think just getting that sort of tagging thing in there instead of just having, oh, well, this is, I can't even remember what rating they use, EG, PG-13, whatever. They have some arbitrary thing that doesn't help.
Yeah.
So. They're manually reviewing every app, not just for, you know, keep malware and that crap out of there, but also the, you know, for the rating stuff. So that might be just, you know, like the start of, I guess, better sorting, better content, better Play Store.
Hopefully yeah, you know, it's a double-edged sword because people are like, yo, Android freedom, you know, we get our app published, you don't have to wait for approval from some almighty keymaster. At the same time, you want this great content and you want consistency in application. So, you know, you kind of have to pick one, you know? And I think just the way Android is growing and the way Android is going as well is that that's going to happen. Like, that's going to happen one day where someone's going to review every single app for a lot of different reasons and apps are going to get denied. So.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's only on the basis of being malware or garbage rather than, you know, the ridiculous reasons that Apple does stuff sometimes.
Yeah. As you reference a competitor's item, like Apple is rejecting apps for referencing Pebble smartwatch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, or how about rejecting apps to put a new watch face on your $9,000 watch? Have fun, guys. So, Alex, you want to talk about this LG event coming up before I.O.?
Yep, for the developers that are going to Google I.O., LG is having a developer event the night before. It's the 27th, I think it's like 7 to 10 p.m. Basically, you can go there. They've got a few product managers that will be there speaking, talking about, you know, creating apps for the G4, the G Flex 2, the Watch Urbane, which they're actually giving away a Watch Urbane at the event. So if you want to go ahead and go, you know, you could walk away with Watch Urbane. We have, it's $50 to go, but we have 5 promo codes, so you can get it for free. So make sure you go and check out that giveaway. It's on the site right now.
Nice. So that'll be a nice little thing before I.O. So we should have a pretty busy week next week as far as content and all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Also, we have the Zenfone 2, which was officially announced in the U.S. recently. Yes, we just got that review up. Alex has a different color in hand than the one that I had. Kevin also has a red one in hand, so I'm sure he'll have nice, lots of plenty. Good Lord. tonight. Fantastic. He will have plenty of stuff, too. Great. There we go.
Excellent. There we go. All right.
Amazon sells it 16 gigs for $199, 64 gigs for $299. So this thing is 1+1 range of value. It's a pretty awesome phone. The software is fantastic. I was really, really impressed with just everything the Asus put together in there. I think the camera software itself I thought was really, really nice. I'm always big on the camera stuff, so it's great. And then, of course, you know, ships with Lollipop. It's got a lot of cool other features packed in there. So definitely take a look at that review. Check it out if you're looking for a cheap phone that is actually good.
I think the big thing is that it's 4 gigs of RAM with 64 gigs of storage for $299. I mean, it's the first 4 gigs of RAM. Well,
yeah.
And it's awesome, too. It's an Intel chip, which we don't ever see ever.
So far, the Intel chips have been pretty good. I used there's a Dell Venue 8 and the 10, not this the 7000 series, but before that. We just had an Intel, I think, an Atom processor in there, and it was just terrible. So I was questioning Asus's choice with the Intel chip, but they've been using that in their Transformer tablets, the Pad phones, the Phone Pad, basically all their tablets lately.
Yep.
And Windows. So far, it seems to be pretty good for me. I mean,
it's
like Snapdragon 805, like in the Nexus 6, but not terrible.
Yeah, it's somewhere around Snapdragon 800 levels of performance, just going on frame rates and benchmarks and all that stuff, which honestly is fine. It's a 1080p screen, so you don't need insane amounts of horsepower. And again, you got 4 gigs of RAM, so you pretty much never have an app close on you. Really quick multitasking.
Like 2.1 gigs free, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty sweet phone. I hope you both enjoy it.
Yeah, I've only used it for about 2 hours now. I'm still getting it all set up. But so far, it's pretty snappy. And actually, don't mind the software. Normally, I'm annoyed at manufacturers that put skin on top of Android because Android, I think, as it is perfect.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But Android is pretty good just by itself. Vanilla Android is nice. Just when you put skins on top of it, it just makes me upset. But I think Asus did a really nice job with it. It's not annoying. It's not in your face. It retains a lot of the original Android elements that made Android nice. So, so far, 2 hours in, I'm actually really impressed with it.
The only thing I don't like is this, the power button there. Then you have to move back here. I keep pressing the volume to turn it on, but that doesn't work.
Yeah, it does have the double tap though, which is pretty nice. So you know you're not going to end up using the button anytime soon. That's the way I look at it.
It doesn't seem like double tap works 100% for me at least. Like I'll double tap sometimes and it'll vibrate before it turns on a little bit. Well, that might be because I have it on vibrate right now, but it'll do that for me. And sometimes it just doesn't like turn on when I double tap it.
Hmm.
And like it didn't work 100% of the time.
Hmm. I don't know. I don't remember running into that, but who knows. I also like it's double tap to sleep too, so you can have a double tap on the status bar at any time, or if you go back home and just double tap on the wallpaper or whatever, goes to sleep. So yeah, you never have to press the power button. It's in a stupid place though, for sure.
I think that's the only other phone besides OG's phones that actually do the double tap to sleep. It's like the M8 and the M9, I don't think does it. I don't think Samsung did it at all.
No.
But yeah, I told Asus when I was there on Monday, I'm like, you gotta move that power button.
it feels like companies just kind of sneak it up there, like, I don't think they'll notice. Like, there's never been a review of a favorable review about the power button being up there. But I don't know why they try to sneak it up there with a lot of phones. I don't get it.
Well,
it's like, this is the 5.5-inch phone. Don't put it up there.
Actually, it is bigger than the G4, but G4 is not that much smaller. It's the same size screen. But they will put the power button on top every time, but it'd never be in the same position in the top. It'll be the left side, it'll be the right side, it'll be the center. Finally, they just moved it to the side, which is good, but now I don't like the volume and the power on the same side. Sometimes I'll press volume instead of power.
Yeah, that's always weird, too. forget trying to take screenshots. It's like, my phone doesn't work that way.
Like the volume, it's not like a regular volume marker. It's like two separate buttons. Because on the Nexus 6, it's all on the same side, but that's easy to get around because there's an actual like volume rocker. You know, the M9 is like an actual volume rocker. It's just two buttons.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know. So, last thing we got is a top 10. You got that for us, Alex?
Yeah, we'll have Chromebooks as soon as Chrome loads it. it's pretty much the same as last month. I think the only addition we've added is the higher Chromebook, which is, what, $149, I think? It's like the cheapest one ever. But yeah, we still got Toshiba's Chromebook 2, the Asus C300, Lenovo's N20P, which I think they have a newer one out now, the N21, which I had never heard of. HP Chromebook 14, the Acer C720, which is the Core i3 model. Samsung's Chromebook 2, which I heard might be their last Chromebook. And then the higher Chromebooks in at number 4, the Dell Chromebook 11 at 3, the Chromebook Pixel at number 2, and Acer's Chromebook 15 at number 1.
Nice. That's interesting about Samsung. I hadn't heard that yet, so.
Are
they just not selling very well?
I heard it today when I was doing the post for Chromebook shipments for this year is supposed to jump 27% to like 7.5 million, I think. And then 7.9 million, which is still really low. They've already sold 72 PCs this year, you know, other outside of Chromebooks. So, yeah. Did you want to do the smartwatches, Nick, or you want me to do them? The Samsung Gear 2, I'm not sure why that's there, but that's number 10. Then we have the Gear Live. And Chrome doesn't want to go. The G-Watch.
I still always get my Gear Live mixed up for an Apple Watch by people. It happened to me again today at the grocery store.
Everything's an Apple Watch now because Apple Watch came out.
Yeah, people think my Moto 360 is an Apple Watch, but I'm like, no.
I was going to say that too. They do it to me too. I'm like, there's no round Apple Watch. Get out of here.
Then we have the Pebble Steel, the Sony Smartwatch 3, Samsung Gear S. That's actually kind of nice smartwatch, looking smartwatch to me. The Asus ZenWatch, which we'll be seeing the ZenWatch 2 in a little over a week at Computex. Yep. LG G Watch R, which I still think is a really great smartwatch. The Watch Urbane is at number 2. And the Moto 360 is still at number 1. Tom has good taste. Of course, he has the Moto 360 too, so that may be why.
Yeah. I imagine the Huawei watch will make it to the top once that gets released, because it's going to be a sick, sick watch.
I mean, it was announced the same time as the Watch Urbane, and we've heard nothing else about it.
Nothing. Who knows when it's going to come out. But when it does, it'll be sweet.
I've seen it.
I don't know if you guys got nothing else. I guess that's about it for tonight, right?
Yep.
Cool. All right, well, hope everyone enjoyed the show. Kevin, you want to talk about your channel? Do you hear me?
I think he's frozen.
Oh, well. Check Kevin out on YouTube as the Tech Ninja, if he's not there. And, of course, for us, you can always check us out on Instagram, Twitter. It's Android Headline without the S. And then we're on Android Headlines, Google+, Facebook, Pinterest. So, all right. Have a great night, everybody. See you next time, Alex and Kevin, hopefully.
Yep.
Later.
See you guys next time.